What up, T?
What up, D?
How you doing, buddy?
All good. How are you?
You fat piece of crap. Yeah, I'm all right, mate.
A
I'm all right.
delightful instruction
I'm all right, mate. Welcome to our listeners. We
to
are back. So, how was your new job, mate?
It's good. It's busy. Lots of long hours, but you know it's worth it. It's what I trained to do.
Are you
So.
the top bitch or the bottom bitch? Which one are you?
I'm about the middle.
Oh, right, okay. So you haven't quite worked it off, but you're not the worst.
Well, you know, I've gone in above the apprentices,
Sure.
so you know.
Sure. So, and what's the name of your pimp?
I'm not allowed to say his name. I just refer to him as Daddy.
Dad. Yeah. Okay, good. But, it's good. You like your people that you're working with a bit more cerebral than the last gang?
Well, I mean, you know, I know that the last gang were listeners, so to infer that they were not cerebral is to offend our listener base.
That's not my word, mate. That's what you said.
Well,
Quote to quote you, they were all idiots, and I loved it.
sure.
I felt superior.
I mean, that is verbatim. So, if you
Nah,
look.
but seriously though, you're being treated well and everyone's accepted you coming out as transgendered female.
They're fine with it, you know. So, I haven't asked any of them to come to the bathroom with me yet.
Sure. But I
But I
suppose
thought.
it takes two boxes for them, doesn't it? Because you're a woman and
Retarded.
well, I was gonna say gay, but you
Three
went there.
boxes.
Sure. Queer. Sorry, not gay.
Sure, but it's yeah. Well, I mean, why not tick all those boxes? But you know, it's good. It's good to be there. It's good to be learning. They're
Good.
long weeks, but the time goes past very quickly, so it's good.
And shout
Oh,
out to Luke and his merry band of men. Who's
Luke,
Luke, you might ask?
I do.
That's your former boss.
Sure,
So.
why not? Yep. What up, Luke?
I'm joking, Luke. It's fine. So, have you been keeping an eye on the news, or have you just been?
I've been looking at the news.
Sure.
There's
Is that whilst you're reading The Sun, you sick fuck?
I'm an electrician, mate, so it's
So
broadsheets only.
obviously you're reading The Sun.
I mean, I don't know if you've ever met an electrician, but
I'm joking, electricians. I love you guys. I
we
interact with you all the time.
basically ship money, so I sneezed the other
You,
day
to
and a
be
fiver fell
fair,
out.
mate, if you were a bricky, you probably would be shitting bricks of money.
Well, maybe if I lived in London, they're not on bad wage, no.
They're not on bad wage anywhere, mate.
It depends on the
Especially
experiencer,
if you're
doesn't
good.
it? Because yeah, but a lot of their brickwork's price work, isn't it?
True, true, true.
So you've got to be quick. You can't take your time. Not that you've ever picked up a hand tool in your life, apart from maybe to move it out of your way or observe it in a museum or something.
Play with my cock daily, mate, so I don't know what you're on about. That's a joke about masturbation.
There we go.
So.
So, we did discuss a few things prior to recording this, didn't we?
Yeah, but let's talk about the big case here.
Go on.
Jussie Smollett.
Would you like to tell the listeners, just in case they don't know who this is?
I'm pretty sure they know.
They might
So,
not.
well.
He's just an actor from Empire. There you go. Done. That was easy,
Yeah,
wasn't
so
it?
I did some research, right? So the whole point of this whole shenanigan was for Jussie to get paid more. He felt like he deserved more pay. Do you know how much he was on?
I was just about to ask. Go on.
Okay, allegedly, allegedly, he was on about $120,000
What, per episode or per season?
per episode.
What?
So let's say he was there for 4 seasons. There's overall 5 seasons, but I don't know if he was there for the whole time. So let's say he came in a season after it started.
Sure.
4 seasons in, he would have earned $8 million.
Wow.
Let's say he gave 50% of that to tax.
Still $4 million.
Still $4 million.
Still a multi-millionaire.
That's £1 million, $1 million per season. Ooh, I'm so hard done by. I tell you what I need to do is I need to stay. Next time I need a pay rise from my employer, what I might do is go out, hire two Asian guys to beat me up, and say that there was a race crime against me.
Yeah.
They taped electric tape to my eyes to
look Asian.
Yeah, exactly. To make me look more Asian.
Yeah.
And they what else? And they gave me some rice. They poured rice all over me.
Yeah.
In his case, it was bleach, but in my case, it'll be rice. So and they'd shout, "It's Brexit country."
Yeah.
I'll pay those guys with a check. Oh yeah, that's what he did. He signed a check.
What a fucking idiot!
Don't get me wrong. He might be old school, but it is the 21st century.
Maybe he intended to do him over.
Well,
wanted to get beaten up, and then thought actually they've gone.
Kind of backfired.
Yeah.
Kind of backfired. But yeah, go on. What was your theory?
Well, maybe he just wanted to make the check bounce, so then he gets it for free, doesn't he? If he's upset at only getting $1 million per season. You know, because that's hard done by, to be fair.
Ooh, that is bad. That is bad.
So if he doesn't really want to lose $3,000, does he? So what he says is, I'll give you a check. But after they've beaten him up, he'll make it bounce.
Sure. But also, what you've got to consider is, they worked with him as extras on Empire a few times.
There was Instagram photos of them, wasn't there?
Sure. Okay. If you're going to... My advice to anyone that's thinking of doing such a thing... If you're going to fake a hate crime, don't pay via check, whatever you do.
Yeah.
The second thing, don't pay people who work with you to do it with you.
Yeah. I had not a very long conversation, quite a short conversation with one of my co-workers who I drive with to work. And obviously came up on the news saying Jesse Smollett has been investigated for this, that and the other regarding this situation. And we came up with a sort of a similar scenario to what you've just said, except, you know, we're just saying, if you think you're overworked and underpaid, mate, you know, sack your job off, because all you do is stand in front of a camera and act. So why don't you come with us and pick up some tools and, you know, come and hump some materials around a site and, you know, use your brain a little bit rather than just standing in front of a camera reading something that someone's written for you.
Yeah, but look, I mean, everyone can say that. You can say that to me. I can say that to the CEO. You know, I think the issue here is that, first of all, being paid $120,000 per episode is not a bad thing. Let's say it takes them a week to do. And you know, and we can't relate to him because we're not actors, etc. But the issue is, It's not a bad salary to have. Secondly, if you think you're being hard done by, get a better agent who can negotiate a better salary for you.
Yeah.
He was the third lead in Empire. He's not anymore because they've written him out. But, you know, he was the third lead. So if he felt that he was not getting paid enough, fair enough, mate. Get a better agent.
Yeah.
Go in to negotiate. Exactly.
It's not really even fair enough, is it? Do you know what I mean? You're on $120,000 an episode, mate.
No, but, you know, it's all relative, isn't it? Because Charlie Sheen was on $1 million an episode when he was at...
Yeah, but where does the greed stop?
Do you know
what
I mean?
So what, in 10 years' time, when I'm an even better electrician, well, I'm doing the same job, but kind of feel like I should be on more money. I know that you don't pay electricians more money, but I should probably be on $90,000 a year now.
But that's why people set up their own electrician companies.
It's just, it's so greedy, I can't even relate to it. I can't relate to those sort of issues. How can you not be happy at $120,000 an episode? It would take me 4 years to earn that.
Oh, wow. Are you on $150,000? good maths, so Asian. Okay. No, I mean I agree with you. I think it's
I meant the 120 grand, not a million.
Sure. I think it's a bit
bad Asian.
It's a bit shit. What he did is a bit shit.
Just a bit. But the thing is, he's completely fucked his own career now.
Yes, he has. He's never going to get work again, really.
He's blacklisted, that's it. His name is...
He can forget about it. Because it's not like, at least, like with Charlie Sheen, right? Yeah, he partied with some porn stars. Yeah, right, he was doing whatever. But everyone knows he's an animal, but he's funny, right? With Jussie Smollett, you kind of fucked everyone. No one's going to touch you now.
Yeah.
You fucked the whole industry. You fucked off the black community and the gay community. So he's kind of being a prick, mate.
Yeah.
I think he needs to sit down and have a long, hard look with himself. Or go to China, one of the two. Well, they probably don't have those news, so they don't care.
No. Oh, what the fuck is that?
It's my ringtone, mate.
I feel like I've just been taken back to the 90s.
Well, you were. Courtesy of Nokia. You're welcome.
Why have you got a Nokia?
I don't. It's just a ringtone for my iPhone. Because I'm edgy like that, yeah? Personality, mate.
Yeah.
That's what I've got.
Yeah. In abundance, definitely.
Sure, sure.
So. But. Oh.
Oh. The other thing, my other tip, top tip for if you're going to fake a hate crime, is make sure your details straight. So, have you heard about the details of this?
No.
So basically, two guys approach him, white guys with MAGA hats. Okay, fair enough. They approach him. They put a noose on his neck. Pour bleach all over him,
mm-hmm.
Punch him, and shout, "This is MAGA country." Now, if you're gonna fake a hate crime, make it less dramatic. Yeah? That sounds like an episode of Empire.
Yeah.
If anything, sounds a bit too inconvenient. So the other thing, he then told the police, he went home with a noose on his neck, for 14 minutes. Why would you keep it on?
Mm.
Why would you keep a noose on for 40 minutes? Oh, I wanted to make sure that I had evidence of this. A noose is enough.
Yeah.
You don't need to have it on.
Yeah.
He then waited for a bit, called the police afterwards, blah, blah, blah. His details were just all over the place. So wait a sec, so you went to a Subway, the sandwich shop, at 2 a.m. in the morning. Yeah, I was hungry, that's what they're there for. No, that's fair, that's feasible. Okay, and then what? And then these two guys came up to me, blah, 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 blah. Okay, fine. So why did you keep the noose on for 40 minutes?
Mm.
Oh, to absorb the gravity of the situation. It's pretty grave already, mate. You don't need to,
yeah.
You don't need to keep it on. Anyway, the guy's a dick. What he did was he proved Trump right. Because every newspaper, every news outlet jumped on this case and said America is so divided and so racist. And Trump is so toxic that he inspires people to attack gay black actors. Not saying that doesn't happen. Oh, cheeky message. But I'm not saying that doesn't happen. But in his case, it didn't happen. And it makes everyone else who does suffer homophobic or racist or both abuse. It makes their stories be taken with a bit of a pinch of salt, if you know what I mean.
Sure. Can I just ask a bit of a stupid question, but how was this going to get him a pay rise?
Well, if I had to spitball here, and this is just my conjecture, I reckon he'd be the media darling, He would then get more publicity.
Yeah.
The show would get more publicity, and then he could easily go up to the producers and say, look, guys, because of me, the ratings have gone up by, I don't know, 5 million more people are watching this because sure. of my plight, blah, blah.
So, given that theory, would he be liable if the show made losses now?
That's a very good question. That's a very good question. Probably, actually, yeah, because he imposed economic suffrage.
On the show?
On the show, yeah.
Because, you know, it works suffrage? Both ways, suffering. Doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it does. It does, you're right. It might be. So he might be sued. So instead of getting paid more, he would be paying less. He would be paid less. He would be sued. He was fired. He released a solo album. That's right, he's a singer. That's going to sell well.
Yeah.
And the most incredulous thing that I find is that some people are still saying that, yeah, he faked it, but he's highlighting a real suffering that people go through daily.
Right.
Right. But those people, yeah, everyone knows what's going on.
He didn't really suffer anything. He orchestrated exactly. it all and paid for it.
Exactly. It would be better if they released an episode with him being attacked.
Yeah.
And that would have been a bit more...
Well, dramatising real-life events is highlighting an issue.
Exactly.
Paying someone to beat you up is not highlighting an issue, it's creating a whole different issue.
Which he has created. And now people like Trump, unfortunately, can go around and say, you know what, mate, I told you so, these left liberals, they're fucking mental. They're so mental that they would fake an attack on themselves. Which is what's happening.
Yeah.
So Fox News, obviously. Obviously, they jumped on the story.
That reputable house of news.
Yeah, they are ridiculously happy that this has happened.
Of course they are.
Because now it gives them more ammo to call liberals mentalists.
Yeah.
Which, to be fair, some of them are.
Well, I think on both sides, people are mentalists, but...
Exactly. I mean, I don't really know how to take this from... I'm kind of happy that he was fired. I'm kind of happy that he's going to suffer massively as a result of this. He's a dick for doing what he did.
Yeah.
He trivialized people's suffering, real suffering, in order to get economic advantage.
Mm-hmm.
That's the worst thing you can do, if anything.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, in this kind of situation, obviously there are worse things. Right.
Mm-hmm.
But in this, like this is the best outcome for the worst situation. Yeah. I think
mm-hmm.
he's found out for being what he is, which is a dick. Also, did you know that he sent himself a letter?
What, a hate mail?
Yeah. You know those kidnap letters where you cut out letters from a magazine
yes.
and you stick them on to make it right. So he did that. He crushed a pill, a white pill, to make it look like...
drugs?
No. What was that powder that was being sent to loads of...
Oh, anthrax.
Anthrax, yeah. So he made it out to be like anthrax. So basically, it was hate mail saying, you know, you're a N-word, F-word, blah, 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 blah. And he showed it to the police and said, you know, this is what's happened. And they kind of said, right... I'm not sure if anyone does that anymore, but okay.
Mm.
So a lot of things have started to spin around and people turned around and thought, let's take a step back before we start feeling sorry for this guy. Has this actually happened? All of these events are seeming a bit too... They seem a bit too incredible.
Yeah.
You know, they seem a bit too dramatized.
Yeah.
So I think what he was hoping for is that the letter would prompt more media attention than it did.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you got any, if, you know, or not much. And then he thought, well, this isn't enough, so I need to hire two massive black guys. Have you seen them?
Yeah, they're big. They're big old units.
Huge. Like, if they really wanted to hurt him, I think he would have suffered a bit more than just a grazed cheek.
Yeah. If they were to put a few punches in, he'd be having fractures. Yeah. And
I mean, they are men mountain.
They are big boys.
So he thought this is, the letter didn't get me enough credibility to go up to the producers and ask for more money, so I'm going to stage an attack on myself.
It's just embarrassing. I think we should move on, because it's just I don't really want to give it any more credence than it's worth.
No, but the thing is, though, this is this kind of is a bit of a it sort of seems like this is what people will start doing, and I wonder how many people get away with it, kind of, with this kind of thing. Going away from Jesse Smollett, I wonder how many people try this kind of stuff, how they try to essentially lie to gain advantage over something. And obviously it's a lot, but this is serious stuff. And if we take the politicians, for example, who don't get any sort, same sort of retribution, let's take the $350 million for the NHS shtick on the bus.
Yeah.
For Brexit.
Yeah.
For
pro-Brexiteers.
Yeah, so pro-Brexit campaign was, we can put this $350 million to the NHS. The next day, Farage was asked, and to be fair, this wasn't his quote, but he still used it to leverage support.
Mm-hmm.
They asked him, is the money going to go to the NHS? And he said, I don't know, probably not. And it kind of, you know, and then everyone thought, hold on a sec. I was reading an interesting tweet earlier about this kind of thing, where a guy said, I pay £3,000 worth of tax, and of that £3,000, £33 goes to the EU. It's the lowest contribution of your tax in the whole tax breakdown.
Yeah.
Now, that's what, 6 beers?
Yeah.
In a year? That's what, just under £3 a day? A month, sorry. It's 10p a day. I just think people that say, oh, you know, we give way too much money to the EU. First of all, if you're paying tax, that is the lowest amount that you're giving to the EU. Secondly, if you are on the dole and you've voted to leave, you're not contributing to the EU. So you
barely contribute to anything.
So I don't really understand how that works.
Yeah.
But those people, those politicians, are not being held accountable. This is my issue. You know, Jesse's being taken, you know, raked over the coals. These politicians can say whatever the fuck they want.
Yeah.
We're going to get, you know, make education free, said the Liberal Party, the Liberal Dems. They come in and raise the tuition fees.
There has to be accountability, doesn't there?
Yeah, but their accountability is seen as, well, you're just not going to get elected. Okay, that's 4 years from now. So I'm not sure how that's accountability. If they can do shit, they can ruin the country, basically. And only if there's significant pushback from the parliament or from the people that they have another election. But otherwise, they can have 4 years of this shit. So I think if a politician promises something and then does completely the opposite, you should sue him. You should be able to sue him. The students collectively should have put in a class action lawsuit to say that, look, you promised us this, we elected you, you put the tuition fees up, therefore we're going to sue you for the difference that we have to pay.
Mm. I would agree. I don't really... It always frustrates me when politicians say X, Y, and Z for their campaign run, and then nothing comes true.
Yeah.
You just feel like you get duped every time. Just slightly off topic of what we're discussing. I'm just trawling through the news at the moment, and I see Israel's Bereshit moon mission gets underway. So they're sending a lander to the moon.
Yeah, Elon Musk put it up there.
Sure, with SpaceX.
Yeah.
That's cool. Here's my question, though. With more countries becoming more and more space capable, when are people going to start claiming ownership over interstellar property, as it were?
Well, I think there is already a global agreement that no one can claim interstellar ownership of anything.
That's got to change, though, surely.
I think it'll be reviewed, but the issue is...
Because Japan are landing on an asteroid.
Yeah, they can have that. They can have that. That's fine. They can have that.
Yeah, but they're hoping to mine them, aren't they?
Yeah, they can have that. It's fine.
Okay.
But
what about the moon? Because if you can launch to the moon, then you can launch from the moon, which would mean that the moon could actually be a strategic army deployment for missiles and rockets, etc. Potentially.
I think I've read this. Yeah, the Outer Space Treaty, formerly the Treaty on Principles Governing the Activities of States in the Exploration and Use of Outer Space, Include and Other Celestial Bodies, is a treaty that forms the basis of international space law. So, amongst its principles, it bars states party to the treaty from placing weapons of mass destruction in Earth orbit, installing them on the moon or any other celestial body, otherwise stationing them in outer space. It exclusively limits the use of the moon and other celestial bodies to peaceful purposes and expressly prohibits their use for testing weapons of any kind, conducting military maneuvers, or establishing military bases. So, I suppose that kind of answers your question.
For now.
The treaty explicitly forbids any government to claim a celestial resource such as the moon or a planet. States that the outer space, including the moon or other celestial bodies, is not subject to national appropriation by claim of sovereignty, by means of use or occupation, or by any other means. The issue, I suppose, there that they foresaw is that there's only at that time when it was signed, 1967, there were only really two parties that were...
Yeah, the US and Russia.
Exactly, anywhere near space exploration. The United Kingdom is part of that treaty, the first one. I don't know how they keep popping up.
What, the UK?
Yeah.
We're just everywhere, aren't we?
Well, I mean, you know, I'm not saying it because I'm angry. I'm saying it because I'm impressed.
Mm.
I mean, they had fuck all space exploration ability, and they are one of the three main founders of that treaty in 1967.
Well...
Obviously, now it's changed because now they have capability. Well, yeah. They have capability with the European scientists, so I wonder how that's going to change. But
well, I think English science is really going to struggle.
Do you think so?
Well, I think it's inevitable. It's really going to struggle collaborating with European scientists. I've read all sorts of things saying that it's going to struggle. So,
but do you think they will not just have bilateral agreements with Europe, so bilateral means going both ways, that both sides of scientists can travel without any issues?
Possibly. Something's got to come out of it, isn't it? We can't just pull out of science. You know, we have scientists working at CERN.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We have loads of scientists from Europe working here.
Yeah.
I know a French girl who's researching ALS genetic. She's a geneticist who's researching how to stop ALS from developing in the womb, I think.
Really?
Or from she's preventing it being an issue in the womb.
Sure.
Of it developing in the womb. So, you know, it's kind of I think they're smart enough to understand that they need science, aren't they? I hope so.
You'd certainly hope so, but given the nature of some politicians and their stance towards science, most of them are only interested in lining their pockets.
Yeah, well, true. I mean, it's interesting that you say that because obviously my girlfriend's she's a scientist. She's a chemist. A chemist, I suppose. Well, she's studying chemistry.
Yeah.
Pharmaceutical chemistry. So she's hoping to come here and after finishing her PhD in Moscow to come here and do and join the scientific world in the UK
sure.
to to invent. She's working on antibiotics at the moment, which is a huge issue with people being getting people's bodies getting used to antibiotics and developing not antibodies, but they're developing what you call it. Oh God, I've drawn a blank.
Immunity.
They develop immunity to them, so they're not as effective, basically.
Sure.
So, in her case, I suppose it kind of bodes well because she'll be viewed as any other scientist at the moment because there's no bilateral agreement with the EU. So she'll be given the same merit. Previously, if you were from the EU, it was easier for employers to employ you because you didn't have to have a working visa. Obviously, now that might change, but it's interesting that because the UK is still seen as a bastion of science, scientific discovery and knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's so much of, especially pharmaceutical science that has been discovered, scientific discoveries that have been unveiled in the UK and by UK. One of the best ones is obviously the sequencing of the genome.
Yeah.
What else? Invention of insulin. Not invention, but, you know.
Yeah, the application.
Yeah.
Discovery.
Discovery of insulin, yeah, exactly. So, you know, it's kind of, it's still seen as the center of excellence. So I think the UK will always attract scientists, no matter how closed off it is. Because it has such a long history, and also because, unlike China, you're not told what to do. You sort of have the freedom to discover whatever you need, and then you're not pressured to just find a solution for X or whatever benefits the military or etc., which is also the same in Russia. In Russia, they don't put any emphasis on pharmaceutical chemistry because they just buy their pharmaceutical products from other countries. They don't need that. What they place a lot of emphasis on is military chemistry.
Right.
So, Novichok, etc.
Sure.
That's more important to them than saving the fucking people from getting ill. Priorities, they got them right. So, next. I have a very much a maybe a rose tinted view of it, but I don't think it would suffer as much as people say it would. I think if we were to come, because the situation that people give, the example that people give is that if we shut the borders down and we don't allow anyone in or out, yes, then science would suffer. But as it stands, no one's going to do that. No one's going to just sort of say, no, sorry. Oh, sorry, you're a physicist from France. No, fuck off, mate. We don't need you. I don't think that will happen.
No.
I hope that doesn't happen anyway. I hope that doesn't happen. But talking of science, so I was reading an article how, I think it's in America, some pharmaceutical scientists were researching a drug, and I think at first it was against heart disease. That's the mission statement that they had, to find a drug that could cure or help cure heart disease. What they found was actually a byproduct of that, or the majority of the effect of that medicine, or of the eventual medicine, was there was prolonged pain suppressant. So like paracetamol, but it lasts for 17 hours, say. And do you know what they did?
Go on.
Well, the scientists, the backers of the scientists said, yeah, but who cares about that? We want you to heal heart disease, so we're going to close that project because you didn't achieve your mission statement. I'm sorry, what, mate? So, yeah, okay, fine, but we just found a painkiller that lasts for more than half a day. Yeah, but
Not what I asked you to do, though, was it?
Not interested, so...
Yeah.
Right, okay.
So what should we do with this, then? Put it in the bin? Mental. Yeah.
Yeah, well, exactly. Exactly. They just put it on a shelf, and that's it.
It's unbelievable.
Oh, mate, some of this stuff that... It does seem like it's a race. It seems like it's... If it's not exactly what I've asked you for, because we're going to be the leaders in heart condition medication.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear about it. So
it's trying to run science like a business.
It is, which you can't really do.
No.
They are artists in their own field.
Of course.
And
it takes time. You know, asking people to make discoveries and revelations, and they don't just come around, you know, willy-nilly. It takes time, and I think historically it also takes accidents. You know, look at penicillin. That wasn't just, you know, wasn't Fleming just thinking, oh, I might grow a bit of mold. He saw the mold and he was interested in it. And you know, that's how he discovered penicillin.
Exactly, it was complete chance, wasn't it?
Yeah, exactly, it was complete chance. You can't put a time frame on when you're going to discover something. And equally, you can't really put a price on it. So to run a science and to run investigation work like a business, it doesn't work. Yes, you may be able to reap rewards, but you know, you don't know how long it's going to take. You don't know. There's no formula. There's no preset formula for how to discover X.
No.
You know. So I don't like how science is run in that respect.
I was reading something about how some Mexican scientists have found a cure for HPV.
I thought you were going to say found a cure for napping.
Oh. Racist. So anyone who watches South Park would know that. No, but it took 20 years for them to do that.
Wow.
20 years to find a cure for HPV, which then could prevent high number of cervical cancers.
Yeah.
You know, which is, imagine that. Imagine if you had, in a business, if you had an investment of 20 years, you wouldn't, with absolutely zero income, you wouldn't do it as a businessman, which is why science has to be looked at differently than a business.
Yeah.
Talking of science, let's look at religion.
okay.
So the Roman Catholic Church Summit on Pedophilia, if there's ever a more ironic name for a summit, came to an end.
Right.
And Pope Francis has promised concrete action to tackle child sex abuse. Some would say it's a couple of thousand years too late, but, you know, some would be wrong, obviously.
Of course. You know, all good things come to those who wait.
Exactly. So, Peter, you will be the rock that I'll build my church. If they fiddle kids, it's all right. It's kind of... I don't know what to say about this. I think he's making all the right noises, but is it a bit too institutionalized for it to be taken out completely, do you think? I mean, it's run by people, and people are flawed automatically, unless you have a, like in Futurama, where you have Church of Robots. I think it's always going to be the case.
Pope Francis says that abusive priests have become the tools of Satan. That is a cop-out, isn't it?
Well,
I mean,
it's not the people, it's the Satan coercing them to do it.
That is giving people a way out, isn't it? Oh, I didn't mean to, but temptation got the better of me and
oh, yeah, absolutely.
The devil got into me.
Absolutely. Well, exactly. Well, yeah, exactly. That's exactly what they'll say. Oh, it's not. I didn't want to do it,
no. But
Satan forced me to.
Sebastian doesn't usually touch kids. Satan must have gotten into him. Fuck off.
Well, I've never seen him, so it can't be true. I mean, look, we discussed this a bit previously. Child sex abuse is clearly a fucking shower of shit.
Yes.
Right? I think everyone would believe that. And everyone would think that. child sex abuse in a position where people trust you unilaterally.
Well, not just trust you, but look up to you and adore you.
Exactly. And people would not even think twice, probably will now, but they wouldn't have thought twice about a priest leading a congregation of children.
No.
Or Sunday school or seminary school, whatever it may be. And for you to take that position to fucking fiddle with kids, what I would like to see is not for them to be expelled from the Catholic Church, but to be jailed.
Yeah.
Because they will not survive more than 4 hours in jail.
Probably.
For whatever reason.
They'd be put in isolation though, wouldn't they?
Well, not for long. For whatever reason, right? And I do kind of, you know, people say there's no honor among thieves, but for whatever reason, jailed murderers, hardened murderers, hate rapists and kiddie fiddlers.
I think there's some sort of, I don't want to say code of morals or anything.
I think it is.
Yeah, there seems to be, I mean, if you look at sort of gangland killers and stuff like that, you know, you take the mob, for example, they have a mentality of, you know, I'm talking about the Italian mafia, they have the mentality of, if you're a player in the game, then you are fair game. And it's okay to kill you, essentially.
Yeah. Yeah.
You want to play this game, you play by the rules, and the rules are, if you get caught, you get killed.
Yeah.
You don't go around touching little kids. That's, you know, that's not part of the game. And that to them is, well, it's obviously a cardinal sin, isn't it? Forgive the pun.
Oh. But I mean, this is my issue with it. When the Italian mafia has more of a moral stance on child sex abuse than the Catholic Church...
Yeah.
You know you have a bit of an issue, don't you?
Yeah.
You know that there's a problem. Ooh.
But that's it, though, isn't it? I mean, it's absurd to think that there is a code of honour in gangland violence.
Which is above the Catholic Church.
Which is higher than the Catholic Church's own stance on kiddie fiddling.
Yeah, whatever it is. 2 billion, 3 billion people, you know, basically support a paedophilic institution.
Yeah, that was brilliant. A dog shaking, by the way.
Oh, not you... thinking about kids again.
No, not this time.
But yeah, he's saying he likened it to child sacrifice in pagan rites.
Right.
Not really the same. No, not really.
No, not really even any similarities there.
Not really, apart from kids.
Yeah,
apart
from children were involved. The only common denominator in that sentence, children.
Oh, it's a bit like a kindergarten. No. No, got it wrong again. Got it wrong again.
It's a bit like a children's hospital. No, I've got it wrong again. I've got it wrong again. What it is monsters touching kids. Yeah. You've actually got it right there, Pope. Well done.
Yeah.
Yeah, you go and sit in your expensive room. You have a little think about it. It's just ridiculous. And the thing is, look, I don't mind religion.
Well, I was going to say, I thought you were going to say kiddie fiddling.
I don't mind kiddie fiddling. Right, don't snip that out, anyone. I do mind kiddie fiddling. The thing is, right, on a whole, religion's okay. It teaches people a good moral compass.
Yeah.
It institutes a good work ethic in people and a respect for others.
And generally,
broadly speaking, it instills a good life compass, you know, good moral compass, and etc. But it's a real shame that people seem to be able to slip through the net and abuse their position in order to abuse children. That's the bad thing about it. You know, something that is relatively harmless, really, in religion, gets abused by people who want to rape children.
Yeah. And the fact is that the Catholic Church for thousands of years, hundreds of years, has been hiding this, or has been, like the previous Pope, he just moved them.
Yeah.
So, Father Sebastian's been kiddie fiddling in Pennsylvania. Oh, well, let's move him to Texas, it's fine.
Yeah.
What? Sorry, what?
fresh. We're starting again. I've absolved him. He's coming to the cloister with me and said,
"Forgiveness is the key, isn't it?"
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, there are kids in Texas. Yeah, but you know, they're beefier from all the beef.
He hasn't seen these ones yet.
Yeah, exactly.
They might put him off.
He might not do it. They all carry guns there anyway, so it's fine.
Yeah.
Oh right. Okay. I mean, like you said, religion on the whole, as a philosophy, it's not a bad one. The issue is that when people abuse that, it's the same with terrorists. It's the same with people that groom jihadi brides and take them to Syria. Talking of that.
Yep, I was hoping you were going to move on to it. Go on.
What are your thoughts, mate? Shamima Begum.
I just think she really doesn't deserve to come in. I've tossed and turned on this one. When I first heard of it, before reading any of the details and just hearing the bare minimums on the facts,
sure,
I thought she does deserve to come back, but she also deserves to be tried. That they were my initial thoughts when I
interesting,
but having then since seen the interviews and read further into the situation, I just think fuck off. You have no grounds to come back in. You basically renounced your citizenship by burning your passport.
Sure.
You think that beheadings are part of the culture. What?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, it's fine, isn't it? It's part of the religion,
so
it's
fine. Heads in bins. I've just got used
to
it. She seems to just want to absolve herself. And the thing is, she's not even asking for. She feels that she deserves our sympathy.
Well, yeah, I think her exact words were,
people should feel sorry for me.
Yeah, people should feel sympathetic towards me because of what I went through. Yeah. Oh, right. What did you go through? You chose to go to Syria.
Mm.
Okay, fair enough. You might have been groomed, but you chose to do that. You were then married to a guy 2 weeks after you got there. Okay, fine. You then had two kids who died. Very sad. You then had another kid. The war started to die out. ISIS was clearly going to lose. And you thought, it's a bit hard, isn't it? It's a bit tough. So we should probably come back.
Yeah, because she said, living in these camps is difficult.
Oh, it's difficult. Oh, really?
Oh, is it?
Fucking going to a terrorist war zone is difficult. Yeah. Who would have fucking thought that?
You went somewhere that Turkey and Russia are bombing, did you?
Yeah. And then the one which nailed the coffin for me is when she said, when I heard about the Manchester bombings, that was bad. But equally is bad when you bomb innocent children here.
Yeah. So just justification for it.
It's retaliation, isn't it?
I was speaking to someone at work about this, and he said, you know, I think he misread the situation. He said she's kind of got a point. I said, not really. 15-year-old girls aren't exactly doing much on the war on terror. Do you know what I mean? Like, what are they contributing? It's solely the hatred of the West that they've done that for. There's no just cause for blowing up 15-year-old schoolgirls at an Ariana Grande concert. There's no need for it. And for this woman to try and absolve people and say, oh, you know, it's similar and I can see why they did it. What the fuck do you mean? Can you not hear yourself? You're asking for sympathy from a nation that mourned the deaths of these poor people.
Yeah.
Where do you want?
In some,
yeah, of course. They're just kids and the parents of these kids. You know, they're all innocent people. They're going there to see a pop star.
Yeah.
They're not going there because the local priest was having a rally against Muslims or against Islam or against the East.
Yeah, mate. I mean, the only person that I feel bad for in this situation is her baby.
Yeah.
Because unfortunately, you don't choose where you're born.
No.
You don't choose to who you're born to, and clearly it's a fucking fuckwit.
Idiot.
A
waste of genetic material.
And I made a joke on Twitter that, you know, when we were reminiscing about the stupid things we did at 15.
Yep.
You know, mate Jack got drunk on cider, can't touch cider again. He was sick everywhere.
Yep.
Mate Tom thought he could fly, jumped off a tall building, broke his leg.
Yeah.
Never did that again.
That wasn't me, by the way.
Well, and then we turned into Shemima. we all did stupid stuff, don't get me wrong. People at 15 kill other people. That's bad.
Yeah.
Not many people, and they're in very much a minority, the people that kill people.
Mm-hmm.
Not many people go off to become a jihadi bride and think that beheading's okay and that bombing a concert is retaliation.
Yeah. Justified retaliation.
Exactly. Didn't go to a, let's say, some military barracks.
Yeah.
You would sort of see a point in that.
Well, like we were saying, with gangland code of honour, you know, the army are the players in the game. You could sort of...
Exactly.
Like you're saying, you could sort of see the correlation there. Not 15-year-old kids going to a pop concert.
Exactly. You know what? How can I retaliate from all the bombings that are happening in a war zone?
Yeah. Or I know who's responsible. I'll go to a concert. Yeah.
Kids that are going to see a pop star.
Yeah, I know the key players. Pretty sure girls from Manchester schools.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. That's it. Talking of Ariana Grande, I mean, she might look 12, but she is hot.
You sound like a Catholic priest now.
Well, I did let God into my life, so... no, obviously she's not 12, so it's fine.
Yeah, she's a very, very beautiful woman. And yeah. We've, you know, I'm pretty sure she listens to the show.
Hi, Ariana. If you ever need... I don't know.
If you ever need an Asian to show you around Manchester.
Yeah, let me know.
Because he knows a very good Armenian restaurant.
Oh, hello.
So.
Hello. True. What else has been there? What else have you read that's been interesting?
Well, what I read that was interesting was your text message last night.
Oh.
Because, we talked a lot about the ramifications of being transgender and or non-binary and...
Let's just clear it up before we go ahead.
Okay.
We are not against anyone's choice.
No.
This is not our commentary on how you should live your life. Whether it's a choice or not, we don't care.
Mm.
Whether you are born a man in a woman's body, vice versa, whatever, is completely up to an individual person. I believe in absolute freedom in that sense. What I choose to do with my sexuality and my life is my business. With that in mind, though, go ahead.
So, I think yesterday we were to-ing and fro-ing, weren't we, with a few ideas on... That was a nice disclaimer, by the way, on transgender and all of the... I don't even know what the word is, but all of the little isms that come with it, I guess. And you sent me a rather provocative text message at 13:32 yesterday.
Indeed.
And this is what you said. If a transgender woman injures the penis, do the doctors have to treat it, given that women have no penises and they can say it's a phantom pain? Would you like to explain what you meant by that?
So, medically... Medically, you have, when doctors go to school, they learn that women are born with vaginas and men are born with penises. There are some diseases which only affect men and there are some diseases which only affect women. So for women, it'll be cervical cancer. Men right. Don't have a cervix. For men, it would be, like you said, I was going to say scrotal cancer in there. which one did you say? Well, testicular cancer, for example.
And prostate cancer.
Prostate. So prostate one is probably a bit more relevant because, you know, completely two different things. Testicular cancer, you can kind of argue that the eggs
are the ovaries.
Testicles. The ovaries are testicles, so you can say that.
Not the eggs.
Well, they are the eggs, so they hatch. Yeah. Good omelette.
Like alien.
So my thing was that if you come in and say someone finds prostate cancer in a transgender woman, so a man who transitioned to a woman,
sure,
do they accept that they have if they're particularly disease. Militant, do they accept that they have prostate cancer? And then,
or do they want to? Well, because it's a predominantly, it's only males that get prostate cancer, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I see your point. If you're transgender, if you were a man who's turned into a woman, so if you're Caitlyn Jenner,
yeah,
and you get prostate cancer,
and she'll be getting to that age now where the likelihood is high.
Yeah. And you get prostate cancer. Do you accept that you have a male only disease? It's really interesting.
Yeah, it's a really big question. Yeah. Because it's sort of in the current stage, and we're not being facetious or ignorant about it.
No.
It's more of an actual question of if you are a militant a person who's militant about being called a woman, treated like a woman, etc., etc., are you medically still a woman or a man? So say you've got some kind of issue which blocks your testosterone.
Yeah.
Well, I suppose that would help them. But it might cause underlying issues in your health.
Yeah.
Does that mean that, do transgender people accept that there are some biological issues which only affect certain sexes, and not genders, but sexes? It's a really big, interesting question. Think, like you said, if you're pregnant and a man, legally.
But a woman biologically.
By a woman biologically, do you accept it?
Yeah.
I mean, you must do, right?
Well, you have to. I get really frustrated, to be honest, with people who identify with different genders. I just think...
In what sense?
I just find it frustrating. I think it's because of my ignorance, my lack of understanding. I don't get how you can identify as a different gender.
Well, I mean, look, it's akin to if you are, there are some people who from a very early age consider themselves to only want to dress in women's clothes, to only want to, so they feel like actually I am more female than I am male, because you're thinking about it strategically only, not strategically, but you're only thinking about it in terms of facts and biology. For them, it's more psychological. So in a way, they don't really care that they have a penis or a vagina or both or neither. They feel psychologically they are a man or a woman or neither or both.
But how could you be neither?
Well, I suppose you just don't associate with either or.
How?
All
right, fine. Okay, I accept that. I understand psychology is a very difficult to understand, and everyone is different. That's fine. I'm not against that. But you do have people who get offended when... So say if I work in a shop.
Yeah.
And someone comes in and I don't, you know, they're dressed as a man, but they identify as neither. I say, oh, hello, sir, how are you doing? Oh, don't call me sir. What do you mean, don't call you sir? Well, I don't identify. Well, sorry.
But I think those people are the extreme.
Yeah.
I mean, how many times have you faced that?
I've never personally faced it, but I've seen a lot of videos with it, you know, on that sort of theme.
And I wonder, and although we both sound to each other, I wonder whether they are just exceptions that prove the rule. I mean, it's the same as, okay, It's the same as if I go up to a gay guy and say, or a friend of mine who's gay, and I had this previously with a friend of mine who is gay, who came out after school, but we kept trying to set him up with this girl.
Right.
And then, obviously, he wasn't interested. But he didn't just say, oh, guys, fuck off, yeah, I'm gay. He was just like, you know what, it probably wouldn't work. So there are ways of people. It's the same as if you say to me, oh, do you wanna go out for some Chinese tonight? I wouldn't suddenly say, what are you fucking trying to say, mate? Are you being racist? Do you know what I mean? Yeah. It's kind of, I think those people are the very, very extreme.
I think you'd get upset if I said, do you fancy going out for some dog?
Well, no, because dog soup is the best, mate. Cures.
Shark fin.
Yeah, shark fin. Great.
Bird's nest.
But I think this is where the issue lies, right? Psychology, like you said, is a very hard thing for people to understand because it's so unique.
Right. Whoops.
And therefore, people say, oh yeah, but I can sympathize because I've got imagination. It's like, well, yeah, but you can't fully sympathize.
Mm.
And therefore, you can't fully say, oh, no, I totally get it. Like those people that virtue signal about, oh, yeah, you know, I totally get what they're going through. No, you don't.
Yeah.
Because you never had to fear about coming out to people and saying that, mom, dad, I feel like a woman or a man or neither or both. You never had to go through those demons in your head to not demons in the sense of thinking what you are, but fearing what the reaction may be.
Yeah. Where does it stop, though? Do you get people who identify as a different race?
Well, we already have that option, don't we?
Do we?
Yeah. There's a German woman. Remember, there's a German woman that identifies as a black woman?
Yes, yes.
As an African woman?
But how do you feel about that? So, obviously, you can't speculate for the...
For me, I don't care what someone feels they are.
Yeah, but if you'd never met me, and I'm on a train next to you, because you take the train a lot, I'm on a train next to you, and I say, all right, brother, how's it going? Fucking hard being Asian, isn't it? And you say, what? how would you know? Well, I identify as Asian, right? But you're not Asian. No, but I identify as it. You know, I'm always getting, called chink. You know.
See, I would, I, my personality is such that I wouldn't take it badly. I'd be more
intrigued
because I'm a fan. Exactly, because I'm a fan of psychology and neurosciences. I would want to understand. What is it that makes you think, or what is it that makes you identify as someone who's Asian? Like, it's the same with gay people. I don't go around and just think, oh, you know, you're a gay guy. That's kind of weird if you come up to me and start stroking my leg. I'd be like, you know what, mate, that's flattering and all, but I'm all right, thanks.
If a gay guy comes up to that, it's essentially the same as a woman coming up to you because they find you attractive, and that is flattering. If someone finds you attractive, fine, I can understand that.
Sure.
But if someone seeks you out because you're Asian and thinks, oh, here's a fellow Asian, think I might, you know, try and have a little chat with him about how difficult it is being called a rice muncher. Do you know what I mean?
It is delicious, though. I would be more intrigued. I'd want to find out everything about this person. And to be fair, if that guy thinks he's Asian, fair enough. Has he got all the Asian attributes?
Are you good at maths?
And?
Are you a shit driver?
And? Have you chopped your dick off?
Have you cut your dick in half, mate?
Not fully, though. Leave a stump.
Ollia, you are a lucky woman.
And I mean a stump. So
a nubbin.
Blunt end. So, no, but you know, it's kind of, I think to, it's very strange with the race, isn't it? Because there's cultural, the thing about when people say, oh, this is a social construct, as humans, everything's a social construct. There's no animals shunning other animals because they're different breed, yeah. i.e. race, right?
Yeah.
They all get along together, whether that, you know, there's no like, oh, what did you get? A pit bull? Ooh, they notoriously hate
poodles.
Golden retrievers. They just fucking hate them. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like, oh, you know what they do? They eat their food, subjugate them to make them do all their chores. So slaves? No, not slaves. They just. That's a human thing. Not, but you know what I mean. It's kind of like people that say, "Oh, it's a social. Everything's a social construct." The fact that you think you're a man is a social construct.
Yeah.
Because men don't exist in the wild. A male sex, given by the characteristic of a penis, exists in the wild.
Yeah.
But racism doesn't exist in the wild. So this is all a social, our whole lives are social constructs. So for someone to say, oh yeah, but you know, misogyny is a social construct. Well, yeah. So are clothes. You know? So is the house that you live in.
How about though? Because it's quite big in America. Because Americans, they love looking at all of the different minorities that they have in their family history.
Sure.
I love the all-white American who thinks that he's 164th Cherokee Indian.
Elizabeth Warren, the presidential candidate, famously said, I have Native American blood in me.
I'm reading it right now.
She then apologized for that because she doesn't. I mean, it didn't help that Trump was calling her Pocahontas. That probably didn't help.
Oh, God.
That guy's incredible, isn't he?
He's just, how the fuck did he ever get elected? But it's true, though, isn't it? You get all these white people, and they're all dressing up in Native American, you know, attire, claiming to be, oh man, like, I'm 165th and a half Native American. You're on my land right now. And like, get the fuck out of here, mate. You know what I mean? If you, a white man, a 164th Native American, it probably means that some white man in your family raped a Native American. Probably shouldn't be proud of that.
The issue is that also Native Americans, racially, are from the Siberian Mountains.
There you go. So, they've come across from Canada.
It's kind of a white person, isn't it? So, no, but I agree with you. I think people that it's always in America. It's weird, right? So they say, if you go to Boston, high population of Irish Americans there, or Irish people there who are American. America doesn't really have a race.
No.
Because there are the Native Americans who are native to that country and are the indigenous people. But everyone else is an immigrant. So when they say we are American, what they're saying is we're all members of other, we're all racially other countries.
Yeah.
So we're all nationally other countries, but we identify as Americans. That's basically what. So Americans are the first ever hardcore liberals. Because if you go to America and you say, oh, so you're American. No, I'm Irish. Okay. But what do you think of Trump? Oh, but you know, he's a real American. Yeah, but he's Scottish. No, he's American.
Yeah, he's all American.
It's kind of weird that they have this thing of, oh, no, we're definitely Chinese, but, you know, we're American.
Yeah.
What? What do you mean by that? Well, you know, we're racially Chinese, but we're nationally American. Okay. I don't get it.
Yeah, how's that work?
They have really strange understanding of, because they are all immigrants. I suppose they identify as Americans by the fact that they all live in one place. They share similar cultural values ish, etc. etc. I mean, you have states and towns full of Dutch.
Yeah.
You know, Midwest sort of area. Dutch, Swedes, Germans. It's just, I mean, you go there and you just think, am I in Munich? What's happening here? And yet they're all American.
Yeah.
So I think they already identify something else to what they are.
I think Americans are the weirdest people on the planet.
But they also produce some of the best stuff. Cocaine.
South American.
Well, yeah, but the way that they produced it, they popularized it, didn't they?
They did. Yeah, they made it cool.
You know. And all, well, yeah. I think Americans who claim to be Cherokee or other Native American tribe, unless they are Native American, is a bit of a reach. Because, like you said, more likely than not, it's because your ancestors raped them.
Yeah.
So.
Probably not something you want to be shouting from the rooftop.
Yeah, not sure that's what you should be proud of. It's like someone saying, "Yeah, but you know, I'm an eighth African American. I'm an eighth African." Oh right. Well, if we would count backwards, that's during slavery, so that can't be a good thing. Yeah. You know, so it's kind of it's a bit strange. I must admit. Talking of race and gender, did you see that there's a police force which is being sued currently for rejecting an applicant?
I did see this. Yeah, go on.
Okay, so Matthew Furlong, whose father is a serving detective inspector in Cheshire Police.
Right.
Was hoping to follow in his dad's footsteps. Fair enough. A lot of the time, policing and medicine is generational. And he went through the interview stages. He was told that, you know, he's well prepared. Helps to have a dad as a copper. You know, he's well suited for the job.
Sure.
And then he was rejected because he was a white heterosexual male. Now, people may think, "Oh, yeah, but this is just rumor." Well, an employment lawyer at Slater and Gordon is actually taking his case, and apparently there's enough evidence to suggest that this has been the case, that he was discriminated based on his sexual orientation, gender and ability, and race. And I think they're going to pay, well, they should be paying out some monies.
They should be. We've always said from day one, it's got to be the best person for the job. There should be no discrimination. Should there?
I just wanted to sink into our listeners. A guy in Cheshire was denied a job because he's not diverse enough.
Yeah.
Now, if that's not racist, homophobic, transphobic, whatever it is, genderphobic, and it ticks every discrimination under the sun.
Heterophobic.
Imagine if he was a black guy.
Yeah.
And they did the same thing.
There would be hell to pay.
Or if he was a lesbian woman. They would destroy him.
It's just embarrassing. I can't really think of any other way to put it.
The issue for me is that this, it's fine for it to be amongst the people, right?
Mm.
People can be as discriminatory, reverse discriminatory as they want to be. Oh, I only want to have white friends. Oh, I only want to have black friends. I don't care about the white people.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. You're clearly an idiot, whatever. This is a police force that's doing it. When it permeates into the public forum, into public services forum, it becomes dangerous.
Yeah.
You get to a point where, what the fuck is going to happen? So what, wait a sec, so are people going to start saying, oh, sorry, I don't want to be saved by this doctor because he's a white male?
Yeah.
Because people, so there was an incident in Glasgow when a woman said, I don't want to be treated by her or by one of them, because she was, she's a, I think, a Pakistani or Indian doctor.
Right. As well, we do have quite a lot of Indian doctors here.
Exactly. So, you know, and people rightfully defended her and said, look, mate, chill your fucking boots and just get treated by a doctor.
Yeah.
Why does it matter what race they are? You're idiot. Fair enough.
Of course.
No one is saying this about these people that have denied a white straight man to go into a job. No one. Well, clearly someone is, but, you know.
I mean,
but not enough.
We conjectured about this before, didn't we? And said, when is it going to come to the point where actually the white man is not just the minority, but the one who is discriminated against?
Well, but this is weird.
It is weird, and I don't really understand it. And I don't understand. I'm annoyed, actually, that more people aren't kicking off about it. Not because I'm a white man who's straight, but just because it's blatant racism.
Yeah,
that's the point. It doesn't. I don't care if you're black, if you're white, if you're Asian, or if you're any amalgamation of any race whatsoever. Racism is racism in one guise or another. And if one form of racism is bad, then all of it is bad, or none of it is bad.
Exactly. We have to draw a line somewhere.
Yeah, you can't just move the goalposts.
We can't be saying that, oh, you know what, it's fine if it's white people.
Yeah.
It's not.
White people haven't really had enough racism.
Yeah, it's this thing of, oh, yeah, but you're a white straight male, Tom, so what the fuck would you understand? Ooh, wait a sec. So are you saying that I don't have sympathy or imagination
or are you just saying that because white people have predominantly been seen as the most successful in terms of empirical tyranny, that I should be blamed for that?
But exactly. This is where it fucks me off, because it's like, well, Tom wasn't alive 100 years ago. So why the hell is he being persecuted for things that happened, not even maybe by his family?
Yeah.
Like, when you lump a race into it, this is like saying that, oh, well, all black people are stupid.
Yeah.
This is exactly the same as saying that.
It's stereotyping.
It is absolutely racist to say, equally to say, that all white men are misogynistic and imperialistic and racist. Equally as bad to say that all black people are stupid. It's equally as bad. There is no good that comes out of that.
No.
And when people say this, it really fucks me off, because everyone online says, oh yeah, but white men, what suffering have they gone through? Oh right, two world wars?
Yeah.
Let me see, the Rust Belt of the United States is pretty white and fucking poor.
Yeah.
Like, if you've ever been to a trailer park...
World War One.
Well, I said two world wars.
But I didn't hear you.
That's all right. But, you know, it's like, it's not like all white men are sitting with millions of dollars in their pockets.
Yeah.
This isn't the case.
No.
There are equally as...
With black slaves, by the way. You left out the black slaves.
Well, yeah, true. But, there's equally as there are rich black people, there are also poor black people.
Yeah.
Same as the fact that they're proportionally different. Yes. That is a case. That is a truth. Is it an issue? It depends how they got their money.
Yeah.
If someone like Elon Musk invented whatever shit he invented, how can you deny him of that?
Yeah.
If a black guy or a black woman is being denied progress in terms of financial and professional because of her race, yes, no one will disagree that it's a bad thing.
Yeah.
Well, I hope no one would disagree, but...
No one rational would.
Exactly. I'm pretty sure everyone is going to say, well, that's fucking wrong, mate. You can't hold them back just because of their race.
That's it, isn't it? And I don't really understand why... I mean, I'm not rich. I'm not a rich man. I'm not from a rich family or even a well-to-do family. I'm from a family where they had to make everything for themselves. You know, no, opportunity didn't come knocking. They had to go and find it. And I don't see how, as a white male from a predominantly white family, I could be implicit in any form of racism or discrimination, either now or in the future or in the past. Do you know what I mean? Like, to lump me in with people who are white and straight and racist is in itself racist.
It really fucks me off when people say that, because people say the same thing about that I have Asian privilege.
What is Asian privilege?
Oh yeah. Tell me how that is. Well, because you're Asian, there's positive discrimination that you're hardworking and you're good at what you do. Or it's because I'm hardworking and I do well.
Yeah.
I do what I do well. It could be just that.
Yeah, it could just be that I'm if good they at what think, I do.
Exactly. If they think that Asians are good at what they do, fucking weird, but okay. But that doesn't mean that I benefit from it.
No.
Because I could equally do fuck all.
And be really good at that.
And be really good at that. I bet I could be really good at that.
Well, I know you are.
The other thing, so Aaron Campbell in Glasgow, have you heard about this? 16-year-old who raped a 6-year-old girl.
Had the naming ban lifted, which is quite unusual.
Raped her and killed her.
So the story. 114 injuries she sustained, didn't she?
Yeah.
And she died from significant pressure to the head and neck.
I mean, what a fucking idiot. This comes back to our, not last episode, but second to last episode, about, well, do we just kill him?
Yeah.
Why are we sending him to prison?
If you read all of the reports, it all says that he was utterly emotionless.
Yeah, well, he blamed it on he said that he had sex with his stepdad's wife, and that she took the condom and she basically framed him for the murder.
Mm.
Mate, Occam's razor, mate, you just fucking did it. You're a mental case, and you did it. I say, should we kill him instead of sending him to prison? I don't think he'll survive for very long.
I don't know. It depends where they put him. He's going into kids' prison first, isn't he? I don't really know what his sentence is. What was his sentence? Was it life? Because obviously he had to go to juvenile prison first, wouldn't he?
Well, I think he was tried as an adult.
Was he? Wow.
It was
horrible. When I read it, I don't really get shocked by too much, but that was just utterly disgusting.
Oh, it's fucking...
6 years old, wasn't she?
Yeah, I mean... But that clearly shows that we're psychologically healthy people. Or, you know, at least on the right side of healthy. He clearly isn't. When you look at a 6-year-old girl and you think, oh, I want to rape her and then kill her and give her 117 injuries or whatever it was...
Yeah.
I don't think you're right in the head.
No, it's depravity of... It's the prime description of depravity.
It's fucking... It's such a... But you know what? He's a fucking scumbag and he'll die.
Yeah. He'll have a very bad time in prison.
Yeah, he'll die in prison. Let's finish on something positive, though.
Go on.
Well, do you have anything? It just seems like everything that we talked about has been negative.
I think... what's a positive that we could talk about? Tottenham lost. That was great.
Yeah, to Burnley. What happened there, mate?
Yeah, let's not talk about that.
No, but come on. I mean, Pochettino went mental as well.
He did. I don't really know why. We'll see in the...
Oh, I'll tell you what is sort of a bittersweet moment.
Isn't it difficult that we've actually tried to come up with something happy?
It's scary. It is scary.
And we can't do it.
But here's a bittersweet one. Is it Origin, the Mars rover?
Oh, yeah.
He said his last goodbyes.
Yeah, he did. But he lasted a lot longer than predicted.
Yeah.
Was it 9 years? Supposed to last 11 months or something?
Something like that.
Yeah. It's incredible, the Mars rover. Quite a beautiful story, actually, really.
Yeah, because he... Loads of selfies, loads of photos. There's a bit of a myth going around that what he said was, my battery's low and it's getting dark.
Wow.
Which didn't happen.
No.
And apparently they sent him back a song.
A song?
Yeah, so they sent him some lyrics from a song. I think that's more of a...
poetic ending.
Yeah, it's a bit of artistic license.
That's like the director's... alternate cut, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly, it is. Yeah. But, you know, he sent some images, he went through some of the biggest craters.
Is that you being Asian and not being able to pronounce R's?
The R's, yeah, exactly. Well, the L's, it's the L's that we can't pronounce.
Oh, sorry, yeah, of course.
yeah. It's kind of a beautiful moment, as you said, that you know, he was sent out, he did his job and more. Although the Voyager is probably saying, you what, mate? 9 years? Try 20.
Yeah.
So,
but I mean, some positives. I think people are going to, because obviously today being the 24th February, I've only just released our discussion with Raul Cabrera.
Yes.
So that's hit the audio waves of people today. I think it will go down a storm. That was an interesting podcast, that one. If you haven't heard it, go and listen.
Sure.
That was good. But you know, we're approaching 800 plays. That's a positive.
Yes. So, yes, we are. Yes, so, we are.
You know,
it's great.
Things are going well for the Yarn Spinners.
Obviously, we've discussed some very interesting topics today. How can they reach us, Tom?
Well, they could send us a jolly little email, or a not-so-jolly one, depending on if you've been offended or not. If you've been offended, then please make sure that you use as much sarcasm as you can, because we appreciate that.
We do.
So you can email us on yarnspinnerspodcast@gmail.com, Facebook at yarnspinners1, and you can finally hit us up on a bit of Twitter, which is, our handle is Podcast Yarn. Also, we always forget to say it, but find us on Patreon.
Oh, yeah, true.
Because, you know...
We are on it.
We're on it, and we're trying to increase the quality of our show and recordings, etc. And we're not made of money. I am a white... heterosexual male.
And I'm Asian.
And
heterosexual,
Dimitri's Asian.
So clearly.
And heterosexual.
People think I am hardworking.
Exactly. Whilst we do hit the many stereotypes that are out there, we are in fact not wealthy.
No.
So.
Well, Tom is, but.
Well, but that goes without saying. I just hide my money.
He's just greedy.
Not Jewish.
Oh, that's.
I'm just playing on stereotypes.
Went there.
I did. I go there. I went there. Fuck it. But yeah, you know, we're trying to make this show better for you. So if you want to hear a better show by us, don't find a better show. Just pay us to make one for you.
Oh, anyway. Peace out.
Peace.